The psychological death and astral unfolding. The disintegration of defects and astral unfolding are the only formulas that there are for the rescue VM Rabalu. 1. Considerations on psychological death. Why do we want the ego to die? That is the first thing we have to ask ourselves. Psychological death is the fundamental practice and it will help us to develop the birth and sacrifice factor. Unfortunately, many want to die, but almost no one is achieving the goal. There is misunderstanding and indiscipline in the death of the ego. Our defects, since they do not want to die, are creating complications and obstacles to prevent each one from really dying. Due to misunderstanding, we dedicate ourselves to trying to eliminate several defects at once or work, haphazardly. Sadly, like this we will never be able to truly die. What we do with these works is that we reduce the eyes, defects, a little, but we are not able to truly eliminate them. We must choose a defect, for example, the fornicating eyes, defect that enjoys extracting sexual energy from the organism. That eye is the one that has created all the other eyes. Even the eyes of gluttony and laziness have to do with the fornicating eyes. 2. Death on the march. Death on the march, supplication to the Divine Mother to eliminate any detail of thought, feeling or intention of the ego, in daily life, also removes defects, taking away their food. Death on the march is very effective to gradually weaken the ego in general, and to balance the centers of the human machine, to have more sexual potency and to be able to practice the arcane in a better way. The first thing is to observe yourself correctly, and then subject that defect to many studies daily, to understand everything about it. How to be, links with other eyes, what it thinks, what it makes us feel, and how the will controls us. The eyes have so much strength that they eclipse all possible will and do with us what they want. 3. What is an eye? A psychological defect is an emotion, a thought, an instinct, a habit, a recurrence, a repetition of one or several acts, which deceives us, falsifies the truth. It is, in short, a truth alterator. A psychological defect or eye is a particle of our being, with the mission of collecting wisdom, it leads us towards the knowledge of darkness and error, because from there is where the being will apprehend, capture the deep meaning of any situation lived without keeping it in memory. Each particle of the being is like a soldier of it. Thus, the eye has the mission of catching and submerging the essence, in the practice of evil, so that later, when the essence, innocence, is released, it transforms into that conscience, with science, gets the wisdom and power, light and fire, of why it was locked up. When the deceiving part of that particle is eliminated, wisdom and will are released, their clothing or clothing of evil is destroyed and turned into cosmic dust, since it was a clothing of deceit, falsehood, and lies. 4. How is the structure of a defect, an ego? The defect, lust, anger, greed, envy, pride, laziness, and gluttony, is the visible part of the tree, trunk, foliage, and fruit. It is everything perceptible to the naked eye by anyone, visible side of the psychological moon. The errors, fruits of the tree, of a defect are the acts that it commits, fights, fornication, deceit, lies, revenge, theft, etc. To delve into its study, we must know the constitution of the underground, hidden, part of this tree. Only a few achieve this, most only look at the foliage and the trunk, which will not give them the understanding to correct and remove this root defect. Each thick root represents an eye that is part of the main defect and supports the trunk so that it does not fall. In turn, the small roots are the manifestation details of each eye, from where they are born. Each detail also becomes a small eye, since it occupies the three brains, thinking, feeling and acting. There cannot be a manifestation in a center without the expression of the others. Each eye or detail, however insignificant it may be, is a living psychological entity. In turn, it occupies the entire human machine. Being perceptible with a little more force in one center only, but it is expressed in all. This is important to understand. Working with details allows us to work on the small roots, small manifestations of the eye, and to collect information on the general functioning of that eye. Reflective meditation allows us to go on studying and understanding the main roots, eyes of greater strength and size, in order to be able to eliminate them, too. The work with the details is giving information to the reflective meditation, for achieving the depth that is required in the process of the death of all the eyes. Therefore, both types of death are closely related and help each other. 5. The psychic taste of a defect. Learning to recognize the psychic flavor of a defect is essential for its elimination. Just as we know how to recognize a person by the timbre of their voice, without the need to see them, we know that the smell is of a certain kind of fruit. Likewise, the psychic taste of a defect is all that information that reaches the intellect, the emotion, and we know what defect we are studying. This psychic taste or emotional force of the defect must be extracted from the analysis process and must be felt later, both in the judgment and in the elimination. In the trial process, just by presenting and feeling the psychic flavor of the defect that we are judging, we already have it in front of us. To evoke the psychic taste is to bring the eye to its judgment. It does not matter if we do not know what kind of eye it is, its psychic flavor will show us its real nature. In death, it is also very important to feel how that psychic flavor presented to the Divine Mother fades every time we ask her to eliminate it. 6. How to die a reflective death. The death of the ego allows us to walk correctly on the initiatic path and in the work towards the great work of the Father. A sequence that can guide us in the process of reflective death is the following. 1.1 Auto-observe the defect. Death begins with psychological auto-observation to understand it, a force contrary to what it makes us feel internally is born in us. Only with that contrary force and greater than the one it gives us, will we be able to eliminate it. That force is the repentance and very few people get to feel it deeply, for the defect to be removed. That is the problem. This understanding will lead us to the need to release ourselves from it, because we feel really bad and ashamed of having that defect. 1.2 Submit it to the practice of reflective meditation, searching with the retrospective techniques for the eye that is linked in the error, the manifestations and the centers, the recurring words and acts, etc. The best results of psychological death are obtained by combining death on the march with reflective death. Death on the march will focus even more on recognizing the details that make up the eye that we are studying, or the sequence of the order that the mother is placing us on the path. It is a way of collecting as much information as possible, in order to be successful in studying the defect from different points of view, at the same time that we are taking away its food in daily life. 1.3 Parts of the defect. To carry out this study, we must work only one eye until its elimination. Each work of comprehension is a division that is done to penetrate deeper levels. Remember that there are 49 levels for each defect. There are stages where we are going to stagnate and we do not know where else to work. This is solved by collecting in the physical world or in the astral, the details of that same defect. So, we will have new points of view to analyze the defect from another perspective, and continue advancing until we see the corpse. 1.4 To achieve the above, it is convenient to ask ourselves reflective questions that lead us to extract the information from each detail or eye, like the following. A. Why do we identify ourselves with this defect? What is it looking for? What does it want? What thoughts does it place on us? Identification is like a hypnotic force that puts us to sleep and leads us to fascination and error. We must find what drives the defect to act, because it wants something, it looks for something that it likes or feels the need to obtain. Like every instinctive animal, it seeks to feed itself to stay alive. We must discover what is its food. B. Why does it fascinate us? What does this flaw make us feel? The fascination is to be committing the acts that the identification suggests to us. Here the eye makes us feel the emotion of pleasure when it feeds on the energy of our centers and makes us think and feel that it is our emotion. This weakens the will to act correctly. When this point of the fascination of the eye is understood, is when we are able to observe it as it acts on us. What thoughts, emotions, state of mind, internal impulses or external circumstances, incite us to make the mistake? C. Why did we commit this wrong? Why does it make us dream? Why is it deceiving me? What is so unreal about it? What does it want to destroy? To err is to twist the truth, it is following the will of the I and not that of the being. At that point of error, is when the I finishes feeding and manages to maintain its subsistence. Only understanding the point of why we err, can we take away from the I the force of the fascination that it makes us feel. We must come to see and understand how wonderful our lives would be without this defect. These questions are organized into three groups, A, B and C, that correspond to the law of three and the ordering of the dream of the conscience, identification, fascination and dream, to enter the three steps of awakening, reflection, understanding and correction. These are antagonistic to those of the dream. 1.5 After obtaining the comprehension with the previous questions, we must make a prosecution of the defect before the Divine Mother and feeling a strong auto-criticism, where we are going to judge ourselves in a very severe, very ruthless way. Therefore, a deep regret is born. What is left, is the sadness, the shame of having that defect which led us to make all those mistakes. It is in this process of auto-scolding and auto-humiliation, that we separate ourselves from the mechanical action of the I. It is at this moment that we are in a position to ask the internal mother for the death of this defect or error. Auto-criticism makes it possible to develop the ability to perceive the I when it is about to take possession of the human machine, to make a clear differentiation between the will of the being and that of the defect. This auto-criticism is producing a separation of the defect of our seminal wrapping, black aura of the humanoid, where all our eyes are waiting to be able to use the human machine, by being recognized as something alien to that being. Only when the defect is taken out of the wrapping does the mother proceed to decapitate it. For the defect to be eliminated by the internal mother, a prior humiliation is required. Feeling miserable for the mistake made, gives that humiliation. Humiliation is the demonstration that one is ready for the next level of the conscience. It is the voluntary suffering that the masters speak of, and it is for the mother to verify that this defect no longer has the force over us and to demonstrate that we are sorry. Thus, the Divine Mother makes the decision to gradually weaken the defect. The more self-humiliation, the faster you die, and it allows you to measure your pride, arrogance, and self-importance in relation to the defect that is being worked on. To ensure the final death of this defect, we must do several works every day until we see it dead, until we see the corpse. You have to ask for its death several times, because the I was formed and fed based on identifications and repetitions. It will become thin and die based on repetitions, comprehension, and deaths. To achieve its execution, we must imagine it sitting on a bench, hands and feet tied, in a bonfire, imprisoned, as the person is inspired or as the imagination shows. Here we must make the request to the Divine Mother to eliminate it, pronouncing the long letter S, elongating it, SSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSS concentrated on the defect and on the Divine Mother, visualizing as clearly as possible the process of death of the defect. We must beg our Divine Mother to eliminate this defect, feeling deep repentance and remembering the discovered psychic taste of the defect, so that she frees us from it, disintegrates, pulverizes or kills it. Once the work of death of that defect is finished, we must concentrate on feeling a superior emotion of freedom and expansion, which becomes the result of the death process, because that is what we seek, to be free and expand the conscience. Having finished this work of death of the I, we must ask our Father Mother to show us the effects. The results of this practice of elimination of the defect in the internal worlds. Reflective death must become a habit within us. Just as we need to eat in order to live, we also need to die in order to feed our internal bodies, to be able to feed the work of our Father. It is important that every day we take a time to die. The more time we take out, then the faster we are going to die. Every day we must have new understandings of the defect and upgrade ourselves, purify ourselves, more and more so that the rise of our fire in the spine does not stagnate, but rather continues to advance. In this way, we are going to advance in the first mountain quickly and we are going to be able to truly walk the esoteric path, consciously. 7. Practical example of how to eliminate an eye. A person commits an act in which I felt deeply humiliated, this makes me angry and I constantly feel like revenge. By submitting the situation to a study, I realize that there are three eyes. 1. If I got angry, then I have anger towards that person. 2. By feeling hurt, then I have self-love affected. 3. Since I want to take revenge, I obviously have a vengeful eye. So far we have found the most superficial part of that ego. Then we go on to study each eye separately, analyzing each of its details. 1. I realize that by seeing, thinking or being told about that person, I feel anger and speak ill of them. 2. With self-love, I realize that I felt like someone very important to myself and to others. I realize that I want to vent to other people, to strengthen my self-image, and make others believe that I am the good one. 3. It makes me remember how good I have been to them, and compare it to how badly they have repaid me. This wounded self-love does not accept the present and with this is born resentment. 4. I am discovering the plans to avenge the offense. There are mental ideas where it is shown to others that we are good, to others that we are perfect, fair, etc. I realize that I am talking to myself, arguing with myself. That makes me insomniac for remembering the same thing and puts me in a defensive state against everyone. I notice that resentment wastes my energy very quickly. At each of these points, each manifestation of the I must be revived in meditation to observe it in detail in the human machine. Once we have it well recognized, we proceed to understand everything that the defect drives us to think, feel, and do. Once we understand why it is a defect and the need to free us of it, we continue with auto-criticism in order to separate ourselves from its mechanicity. After this, we ask for death to the Divine Mother. After having done the study separately, we proceed to relive the scene again with the understanding of all the eyes that we discovered in the first study, until we have realized the uselessness of reacting in this way and the energy expenditure that it produces in us. Here, we can repeat the process of auto-criticism to get more will from the defect and put it to work for the being or for the virtue that we want to develop. Once again, we are asking the mother for death. If after working on this defect for a while, they do not show us the corpse and we continue with a harmful feeling towards that person, and we are not able to deepen our reflection, then we are stalled. We must seek new points of view. Only seeing the defect from another angle, will we be able to find a new way of studying it. This will allow us to know how it is made and bring the light of the conscience to its structure and deeper relationships. Each new focus will allow us to discover some new eye that participates in the defect we are studying, and to everything discovered. We must apply the death procedure from point 6. How to die. For example, we can discover the tendency to always defend ourselves. There are aspects of immaturity when overestimating the opinion of others. The righteous eye appears. Refining auto-observation, the murderer eye may appear. Also, the psychological song, auto-consideration, the need for the other person to ask forgiveness, and fear are also present. The abusive eye, wants to submit the other, wants to succeed, etc. If we do not manage to move forward with the defect and we have not seen the corpse, nor does the defect manifest itself to us during the day, we must ask the Divine Mother to throw us tests, physical and internal, in relation to this defect. We can see how we pass through them and see what are the details that we have not worked on, yet. 8. The form of an eye. The physical form that is born to us spontaneously from that defect, is the form of the defect. That is the form we will ask our Divine Mother for its death. We do not start trying to imagine what a defect is like, but simply what arises in us at the moment, and we eliminate it. Sometimes, They will present us with the defect that we are studying in the astral, and we use that defined physical form at the moment we are disintegrating it. Later, in the astral, they will show us that same character, skinnier, more sick, in a cast, in a wheelchair, dying and finally dead. The more studies that are done on a defect, the more that it will turn black, because the defect begins to burn to a roast. If nothing appears to us, we simply concentrate when we are identified with that defect, and our Divine Mother will stick the spear into us. Truly, we are the ones who were making that mistake. In this way we are going to die, we are going to have more and more strength, more observation of that defect. Some alerts are going to be created within us on a day-to-day basis regarding that defect, and more we are going to notice new details, simple things that we did not see before. Now we are going to see them. In order not to feed that defect on a day-to-day basis, or any other defect, we use death on the march. This will allow us to keep our conscience awake, so as not to fall into the same error or other errors. After that death on the march, that auto-observation, we are going to take the following material to continue advancing on the reflective death of the defect. 9. The tests when working on a single defect. We must choose a single defect to work on until the Divine Mother shows us its death. No matter how long we take. This is supremely important. There are many symbols by which they will show us that the defect is dying or is dead, but basically the work of the psychological defect is finished. When the dead is shown to us in the astral or in meditation, the image comes to us. Thereby, in the tests they will show us that I or detail that we must continue eliminating. As soon as we start the work on a defect, the work of the confession on the fornicating I begins. Then, our Divine Mother takes control of the order of our death. That order is going to be reflected in the trials that are going to be thrown at us in dreams, in the astral world, and in the physical. The little details with which we fail in these tests in the astral or physical world, will be the order of death that continues. For example, if we fail in details such as masturbation, pornography, lustful romanticism, lustful touching, flirting, and all that, those are the details that we need to continue to progress in this work. In this way, if we are attentive to the ways in which they are testing us in the internal or physical worlds, we discover the order that the Mother is placing for us in the work of that death. That is the order of the psychological death. If we begin to work in this way, we are going to learn to truly die. The Divine Mother is the one who makes the decision if we are ready for the disintegration of the defect, and it is according to some culminating, important, and defining tests, generally in the physical world, which are temptations. If we are capable of passing them, of not reacting as we reacted before, acting with repentance so as not to commit the same defect, then, the Divine Mother makes the decision to eliminate the defect from our psychology based on these results. 10. The colors of the eye. The colors of the mercurial are also associated with each psychological defect and the process of dying from that psychological defect. All of the eyes start with a black color. They show us symbols of the color black, animals of the color black, things of the color black, many symbols that have to do with that color. Then, we are going to see symbols of a white color, which means that we are already advancing. Later, they will show us the color yellow. This means that we have taken important steps in understanding this defect. Over time, they will show us symbols of a red color. We are going to see red flowers, animals, things of that color. They can give us shoes, flowers, and red objects. All this type of symbology shows us that the work on this defect is already reaching the point that it should reach. When they show us the color red, they usually show us that the psychological defect is dying. If they show us someone who is dying or someone who is between life and death, in the next few days, that means that the defect is already dead. It may be that we find ourselves in dreams that there is a dead person on the side of a road, or see that a corpse falls down a ravine. We may see that we are watching over a person, a friend, a relative, and there is the corpse. A lot of symbology will be seen with the theme of seeing the dead. Also, we can sense like a dead smell when we are asleep, and then, we see a dead person. This means that we have killed it, that we have triumphed over the defect that we were working on. 11. The death, memory and astral unfolding. Death and astral unfolding are intimately linked because they are almost the same. Death is passing to another dimension and the unfolding is the same. Astral unfolding is like a little death. It is just as a person who physically dies and leaves this world to go to eternity or the astral world. Something similar occurs in unfolding. The only difference is we can still return to it, because we are still connected with the silver cord. Only by dying to the physical world and its fascination can one enter the other dimensions of nature. The fascination of this physical world is like a ballast, which stops us from unfolding. The more that the memory of those dreams increases, the more that we are improving. The more that we have those lucid dreams, the closer we get. We start waking up in this astral plane with an increase in the memory of dreams. Then, we have lucid dreams where we realize that we are dreaming and we begin to control dreams. We can even continue them after having awakened in the physical world, and we return to sleep. Within time, the unfoldings begin to improve. This is how it is for most people who do not have the faculty. Those who have been unfolding since they were children find it much easier to unfold. As we are dying, we are awakening. The fire needs the necessary means to manifest itself. Without dry wood, there is only smoke. When we are not at war against the eye, we are feeding it. When we do not feed the eye, we earn merits. When we study it judiciously, we realize who we are and the ways in which the eye manifests itself. When we understand it, an effort to stop making mistakes and a feeling of repentance arises within us. When we ask for the death of any eye, part of the fire of the defect is released and a willpower contrary to that of the defect is born in us. At that moment, two paths are open to us, to err again in the same manner or to deny ourselves. To strengthen our decision, the mother tests us with multiple details and temptations, so that we learn what we did not know. Later, if our conduct is correct and if we are persevering, the mother makes the decision to definitively kill the eye. For this reason, we must choose only one defect, until its disintegration. We must dedicate ourselves to dying. In the state we are in, we are nothing. 12. The state between awakening and sleep is the door to all dimensions. We do not consciously unfold ourselves, because we do not know how to recognize the state between awakening and dreaming. When we are reaching that moment, a series of images, sounds or touching sensations arrive on the screen of our mind, which in the span of about 3 to 5 seconds immerse us in a dream. When we manage to recognize the intermediate state before entering the dream process, we will be able to unfold ourselves. To achieve this, auto-observation and concentration are essential. In the state between wakefulness and sleep, we access the jhanas world, the astral world, the sixth and the seventh dimension, and we will achieve samadhi. The state between awakening and dreaming is fundamental to be able to make the changes to another dimension. If we learn to train ourselves well, we can use that state to unfold ourselves or to receive direct information. When we want to unfold ourselves, it is important to be continuously observing when we enter the state between wakefulness and sleep, to get up at the right time. That is what training is for. 13. Dream cycles. A sleep cycle is the time between falling asleep and waking up, which normally lasts around 90 minutes. 1. When we finish a sleep cycle, the next one will be lighter. Therefore, we can easily separate from the body. As we have more possibilities for practice, they will become shorter and shorter. It is important not to move or open your eyes when you wake up from a sleep cycle, because that is where the open window is to enter the astral with indirect techniques. When we go to bed, we make the first attempts to unfold ourselves. If we fall asleep, when we wake up from that sleep cycle and if we do not have any physical need, we should remain still. We concentrate on the last thing we perceived from the previous dream, and if not, we try to quickly go through our body trying to relax. Very quickly we will enter the state between wakefulness and sleep. We can make another attempt, each time we wake up from each sleep cycle. We can get up to check if we are unfolding about 10 times at night. It is important to remember that when images or sounds arrive, we must make a super effort to relax even more and overcome that laziness that is so strong that it wants to make us sleep, again. When we begin to perceive the sensations of the state between wakefulness and sleep, we must wait those 3 to 5 seconds. We will feel even more relaxed, vaporous, to give that astral body time to vibrate properly. Apply some of the separation techniques from PT 16, to go out into the astral consciously. 1. https://www.sleepfoundation.org/stages-of-sleep 14. Indirect techniques. The indirect techniques are the ones that will allow us the conscious astral with greater ease and are the conscious actions carried out when waking up from a sleep cycle. To achieve results, an average of 5 mindful attempts must be made every day. We must wake up without opening our eyes or moving the physical body. Try to enter the astral immediately, after waking up for about 5 seconds. If we do not enter the astral, we will practice indirect techniques for about 2 minutes. This must be learned and practiced until achieving success. These techniques must be alternated every 5 seconds in each awakening cycle without moving. If you feel that any of the following techniques are beginning to work for you, apply 1 or 2 of the separation techniques from PT 16. Practices given by the Venerable Masters Samael Ongwir and Rabalu. 1. Concentration on the heart. We concentrate on the heart, listening and feeling its beats, seeing its shape, watching the blood circulate, and we imagine entering it. Since the heart is the throne of the mother, we are also asking her for help. Training exercise: focus on your heart and try to get inside it, feeling all its work to keep us alive. 2. Mantras. Pronounce one of the following mantras 3 or 5 times, verbally, and then continue repeating them mentally. 1. Faraon, 2. Las, 3. Tiri-ri-ri. We can feel that the body is inflating. Also, we can feel that we are floating, rocking gently, and the legs or arms are raised. We can feel a small current, that we are spinning at great speed, a noise in the neck, that we lose strength and enter a sense of laziness. There we must apply 1 or 2 separation techniques from PTO. 16. Neophyte practices. Technique 1, observing images. Observe the darkness behind your eyelids for 3 to 5 seconds and try to locate recognizable images, silhouettes, drawings or symbols. These should appear naturally. Watch these images as they increase in quality and realism. We should be able to become part of the environment and enter the astral until the images become an absolutely realistic frame. This facilitates the separation from the physical body. Training exercise: with your eyes closed, gaze into the darkness for several minutes, identifying any specific images that may emerge from simple blobs or shapes that randomly form. Gradually transition into the formed images, scenes, or scenarios and step into them. Technique 2, moving the astral body. With closed eyes and a lot of imagination and will, try to move a part of the astral body for 3 to 5 seconds, but without using any muscle. Try to increase your range of motion as much as possible. In this technique, you must have an energetic behavior, and not wait for the movement to occur on its own. You can perceive strong vibrations, which can be used to achieve separation. We must be focused on an intent of movement, without physical action, to later separate. Training exercise: relax one hand for several minutes while lying down with your eyes closed. Work to feel the sensation of movements in your hand without moving any muscles, in turns of 2 to 3 minutes. For example, rotate the wrist, move the hand up and down, left right, spread the fingers, join the fingers. Technique 3, internal buzz. You might hear any buzzing, humming, hissing, beeping, cricket chirping, or similar sounds. Concentrate on listening carefully for 3 to 5 seconds. The result will be that the sound will increase in volume and width. When the sound stops, or the noise becomes loud enough, you can separate from your physical body. Training exercise: lie down in a quiet place, with your eyes closed, and listen to the sounds that come from within. All you have to do is just listen, carefully. Technique 4: spin like a top. Imagine that your physical body rotates from left to right, along a vertical axis for about 5 to 10 seconds. If vibrations occur during rotation, or the movement suddenly feels real, focus on continuing the rotation or movement as long as possible. We can help ourselves by taking our eyes to that side without opening them. At first, it is not necessary to try to see, imagine, anything outside. After the practice is mastered, it is good to imagine how everything in the room is spinning. First, we need to create the internal sensation of rotation and speed up to that rotation. Training exercises: imagine that you are spinning on an axis that goes from your head to your feet, for several minutes while you rest lying on your back with your eyes closed. There is no need to focus on the visual effects of rotation or the small sensations in the body. The key factor is the feeling of imbalance that arises from the rotation of the body. Technique 5: the little jump. Practice to wake up in the dream during the day. Make discernments of where you are, or ask yourself, am I in the physical or in the astral? Where am I? Take a little jump with the intention of floating and stretch out a finger to check, because in the astral the body is elastic. After repeating it so much during the day, we will do it in the dream and we will remain floating. 15. The direct techniques. With these techniques, an astral unfolding is obtained without the prerequisite of sleep. The key to the success of direct techniques is a good management of concentration. You can practice before you sleep at night, when you go to bed, or wake up in the middle of the night and do something for 5 to 10 minutes, then go back to bed and do the direct techniques. The degree of enthusiasm that is dedicated to an objective is directly related to the probability of success in reaching that objective. Attempts using direct techniques should only last a maximum of 30 minutes, including time used to relax. Longer durations inhibit sleepiness. If the mind focuses too long on the techniques, the desire to fall asleep dissipates. This results in insomnia, which can often last for several hours. The position of the body is fundamental. If you have difficulty falling asleep, you should assume a more comfortable position. If sleep comes easily, then you should find a less natural or more uncomfortable position. You may have to change positions from one attempt to another. An immediate admission will never occur without first having achieved adequate relaxation. The body automatically relaxes when the mind relaxes. Lying down activates the most powerful natural relaxation processes. You have to achieve micro dreams and mini sleep. How to practice direct techniques. Direct techniques are exactly the same as those used with indirect techniques. The only difference is in the implementation method. As with the hints, you should choose 3 or 4 of the direct techniques that you feel are most suitable for yourself. The main difference is in time, because in the indirects we only do it for a few seconds and in the directs, it will take several minutes. It is good to start using a technique in a single attempt. If you lose concentration and sleep easily, you can change to 2 alternating techniques every 3 or 5 minutes, with the exception of the master's techniques. It is always advisable to work with pleasure so as not to generate unnecessary emotional tension. Master's practices must not alternate with others or with each other. Use only one of them during your entire attempt to duplicate. In the next sleep cycle, you can use another practice. Neophyte techniques can be mixed in a sleep cycle. 16. Separation techniques. These techniques are what allow us to separate the astral body from the physical. We must try several separation techniques in each attempt. If one works for 5 seconds, try another. Moving the physical body should be avoided. If we make a little physical movement, it does not matter. It is very important to understand how to perform separation techniques, as they are often the key to success. Most important separation techniques. Technique 1: stand up. Try to get out of bed without physical exertion. This should be done in a way that is most comfortable and in the same way you get out of bed each morning. Technique 2, rolling break. Roll to the edge of the bed or wall, first to the right, then to the left, without using any muscle. Technique 3, levitation. Try to levitate above your body, parallel to the bed. Technique 4, use a support. Focus on finding support from something you can hold on to, the edge of the bed, the wall, the nightstand, etc. Support yourself and try to get out of the body without using any muscles. Technique 5, front exit. Try to get out of the body through your head, as if you were escaping through a hole in your skull. Technique 6, the drop. It is pretty much the same as levitation, but in the opposite direction. Upon reaching consciousness, try to sink parallel to the bed. Separation techniques have one rule in common. The movement must be attempted without the use of the physical muscles. It must be executed in the same way as if it were performed with the muscles of the body. Do not only imagine, but feel it, too. If it does not work out, a careful analysis must be done to help understand what happened. Make a plan and try again at the next opportunity. If the separation was incomplete or carried out with some difficulty, this is a sign that the technique was performed correctly. It only took more strength and decided effort to achieve complete separation. Training exercise: lie down with your eyes closed and practice all of the separation techniques, listed for several minutes. It is urgent to go out in the astral to receive directly the teaching of our real being and the masters of the White Lodge. They can guide us in the next steps that follow, in a world that systematically collapses. Also, we can study our ego, in that world, to know how they feed themselves and how to eliminate them here in the physical. We give infinite thanks to all the masters of the White Brotherhood for all the help and love that they have given us. They continue to provide us with help, in these critical times in which we live. Although difficult, it is conducive to our liberation. Inverential peace. The disintegration of defects and astral unfolding are the only formulas there are for the rescue via Mirabilis.